The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Man, oh man. I'd say one team was very ready for the playoffs, and that would be the Kansas City Chiefs. I would say that one team was absolutely overwhelmed with the playoffs and the Texans. I would say that the Pittsburgh Steelers were a little fortunate that the Cincinnati Bengals once again self-destruct in a way that only the Cincinnati Bengals can just self-destruct. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. I got to kind of agree with you across the board there. Texans looked out of their element. Bengals thought that they were moving on to New England, and Pittsburgh just took it away from them at the end, and you could argue the officiating was a little biased in the Steelers' favor, but, you know, if I say that, I'm coming across like a Cleveland homer.
You know what? The bottom line is you have to control your emotions. You have to keep things in check in very crucial moments in football games. And you know what? We have seen Pac-Man mess up more than one time in his career. So, I'm not surprised that they did what they did. They're the Cincinnati Bengals, and I'll be honest with you, Lewis, I don't know how he continues to have a job year in and year out with the way that he can't control these guys. But it is what it is. We're just getting warmed up. We're getting loose. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Blitz is defined as a sudden, savage attack. It is indeed all this. The theory is simple. Send more bodies at the quarterback than his blockers can absorb.
Get him, baby, get him, get
the effect is sure. The premise is simple. It's a basic, primal confrontation. Man to man. No excuses are offered. None accepted. From the right outside, from the left outside. From up the middle, they come all with blood in their eye. All with one idea. Get the quarterback. Get the man.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, and hopefully Vince Lombardi will not be saying that, obviously, about the Green Bay Packers. But you never know. Could happen, because obviously later today they will be playing the Washington Redskins in another wild card weekend game. As well as the Seattle Seahawks and the Minnesota Vikings have a game later today. So the NFL playoffs are in full throttle, if you will. Also got to mention a huge game on Monday night, the national title or national championship game, however you want to call it, however you want to spill it. Alabama and Clemson should be pretty interesting there. We'll have Seth Marenbloom, as we do each and every week, to talk about that from Campus Press Box in just a little bit. But Jeff, let's get back to the games that happened on Saturday, and I'll tell you what. Look, Big Ben, in my humble opinion, had absolutely nothing to give when he went back out on that field other than his leadership, his professionalism, and his just pure natural ability to go out there and will his team to win, Jeff. You know, you talked about the officials a little bit, and I tend to agree that they had a little to do with it. But again, those Cincinnati Bengals have to be able to control their emotions and keep things in check late in a ball game when the Pittsburgh Steelers were driving in the first place. So, you know, you can say what you want that they got a little help, but to Big Ben's credit, a guy who had probably very little to give after the hit he took on his shoulder, his right shoulder at that, bottom line is he went out there and showed the heart of a champion to me, Jeff.
You know, the whole sequence starts with Jeremy Hill fumbling, you know, inside of 2 minutes. Pittsburgh had the timeouts to work with, so they could have survived a field goal perhaps, but not without a quarterback that could get the ball down, that, you know, they couldn't get the ball down the field. Landry Jones wasn't going to get done. Roethlisberger had to play and put himself at risk, basically, to get them in position at the end of the game. You know, I watched Arizona State. You know, I've been watching Arizona State football for the last 15 years. Right. So I got a good taste of what Vontaze Burfict is all about when he was playing for Dennis Erickson down there in Tempe, Arizona. And it wasn't pretty. I mean, he just gave games away. Sometimes Arizona would hold on. You know, sometimes the Sun Devils would hold on and not let Burfict beat them. But he, you know, and he's an amazing football player. Don't get me wrong. He's able to disrupt games. He's able to disrupt schemes. And that's why Marvin Lewis wanted him after he went undrafted coming out of Arizona State, where he left early. And he's just been a disappointment, and he's just never grown up. Now, Pac-Man Jones, on the other hand, since he's gotten back to Cincinnati, since we've gotten past all of the incidents in the gentlemen's cabarets and whatnot, he seems like he's had his head screwed on straight. I didn't see the penalty after the perfect, you know, we'll call it a cheap shot here. I think that's fair on Antonio Brown. during the Melee Evolve that Pac-Man Jones draws an unsportsmanlike penalty, and suddenly Pittsburgh's in Boswell field goal range. He boots the 35-yarder with 18 seconds left. You know, Pittsburgh moves on, and Cincinnati fans are still looking back to 1990 to find their last playoff victory. This is their seventh straight season of one and done, or not consecutive, but this is their seventh season of one and done since Marvin Lewis took over the Bengals' really sinking ship back in 2003. He got them to the playoffs in his third year after going 8-8 his first couple seasons. But 0-7 in the playoffs. You look at it on one hand, it's seven playoff appearances. Nobody in Bengals history has done that. Not Sam Weish, not Forrest Gregg, not Paul Brown. But on the other hand, you look and the results aren't good. So is getting there enough for Marvin Lewis to keep his job in Cincinnati? I guess is the question.
Well, and to me, it's more than that. It's the lack of the ability to control guys' emotions at the end of a game. And I know that that's not him, directly, but it is a reflection on him and how he disciplines these guys and how he goes about maintaining their ability to control their emotions. And I don't think he's done a good job for several years. Year after year, the Cincinnati Bengals are a team that everybody's talking about. Oh, could they get over the hump? Will they get over the hump? No, they won't get over the hump. And I read that post you wrote about Hoyer, being a backup. I totally agree with you, man.
I mean, there's a ceiling there. Am I right?
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. I mean, the bottom line is, you know what? The Houston Texans have no shot with Brian Hoyer. And frankly, A.J. McCarron did a nice job. Don't get me wrong. He did a very good job. He probably did enough for his team to win if you don't have those terrible blunders from those guys at the end of the game. With that being said, Andy Dalton, I'm going to be like you and somewhat lump him in with that same category. Look, you have to be able to win big games. You have to win big games in your home stadium. I know that Andy wasn't playing yesterday, but A.J. McCarron had a great shot to do it. It looked like he was going to get it done, and then it got snatched right from him. And I agree with you, this Hoyer kid, totally a backup, a career backup. That's it. And you know what? That's a game that will haunt him for the rest of his career, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. It was just tough. I mean, if you go out there and you've got the electricity of the home crowd, and they really did, you just got to go out there and get it done. And it's really disappointing when you can't feed off that energy and you just get spanked in your own building. And for six quarters on Saturday, the home team in the playoffs didn't score. I mean, isn't winning your division supposed to give you that home field advantage? And the home field advantage is supposed to give you that early spark over perhaps a hot wild card team like the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yeah, but with that being said, the Chiefs are just flat out rolling at this point. Alex Smith, if you're the 49ers or the 49er fan right now, you're probably kicking yourself saying, what the heck was Jim Harbaugh doing with this 2 or 3 year wonder with Colin Kaepernick? And you know what? Alex Smith continues to just do what he does, which is win football games and continues to play in postseason. So there's a lot to be said. You got to give that kid a lot of credit. He has never lost sight of how good he is, even though people have put other people in his position when he was injured. And frankly, there's one thing that I don't agree with Fred, but maybe on this guy, it's a little different. You shouldn't lose your job to an injury, but unless a guy comes in there and absolutely kills it like Colin Kaepernick did. But you also have to have a little bit of an idea of what you can get from this guy for the rest of the time or the rest of his time. And you know what? Alex Smith is definitely the better quarterback when you compare those two. And I think San Francisco 49er fan is probably saying to himself, hey, Alex Smith wasn't so bad when we had him, and look what he's now doing for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, I don't want to change your perspective too much, but the consistency that Alex Smith has gotten with Andy Reid and the staff there in Kansas City is something he never really had sans maybe a few years with Norv Turner in San Francisco. So I think having that same voice in your ear, and I'd kind of like to talk about this with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach opening, but the, you know, having the quarterback and the head coach having that same voice in your ear, having that same offensive coordinator, it's really advantageous to a quarterback, and I think we're seeing it on display with Alex Smith in Kansas City.
No, that's a great point. No, I mean, look, Tampa Bay is a complete mess. We all know that. As far as what their direction has been the past five or whatever years, they continue just to get themselves a new coach, you know, and that's not the way to do it. You're right. There's something to be said for guys being consistent out there and being held accountable week after week, year after year, and they didn't do that there, and it's been just sloppy, if you will, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And if it weren't for Tony Dungy and John Gruden, in all honesty, you know what? That they're just a total joke when you think about it. But
remember, they pink slipped Gruden after a 9-7 season, after a couple 9-7 seasons. So yeah. I mean, that's on Tampa Bay's ownership.
Yeah, crazy. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. John Poulter on the other side, a professor of sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We're back. Yeah, before you know you're semi-good looking
and on the streets again. Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he is each and every week. You can join us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. And be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We're now going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints. You know, it's coming down to the end of college football for us. We have the national championship game on Monday. The NFL playoffs are in full throttle starting on Saturday. They kicked off and, you know, you had some teams look ready. You had some teams not look so ready. You had some teams implode, you know, just a typical day, if you will, in sports. But we love talking to you about baseball, and we love talking to you about hockey. I'm going to give you the opportunity. Where do you want to start today, John?
Well, I guess we can chat about both. In my mind today, there's two numbers that are sitting right in front of me, staring me in the face. They're very close in terms of numbers. One is 41, which is the temperature here in Toronto, which is very unusual for the second week of January and unusual in a good way.
Yeah.
And the second one is 37, because when I looked at the calendar this morning, I see that after today, we're 37 days away from pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training, and the earliest reporting dates, February the 17th, pitchers and catchers for Jeff's Indians, and the Indians are also the first on the board in terms of position players 4 days later on the 21st. So when I get down to less than 40 days in terms of looking to spring training, baseball, I got to think spring's not that far around the corner, and where has the winter gone?
Unbelievable when you think about it. I feel like we were just talking about the World Series, and now we're talking about pitchers and catchers reporting. It's it really does not stop when you think about it. I mean, they have maybe a couple weeks off, and then they're back in the gyms and whatnot. I guarantee you there's just no quit in any of these guys anymore. And you're right. They just seem to, like, roll one year after the next right into one another.
Yeah, it's happening in every sport. And probably the one sport that it has more of a non-playing season than the others is probably the NFL, because the NFL goes from Super Bowl weekend at the end of January, the beginning of February, to somewhere around Labor Day in terms of regular games. So they perhaps have the biggest non-playing season. I guess you could match that with college football. But the other professional sports, as we've discussed several times, they're 12-month sports now, and there's a playing season and a business season, but that those two added together make a 12-month season.
Well, here, let me ask you this. Speaking of the business season, you know, since we have what looks to be kind of a very thin free agency class in the next offseason, so the trade market activity and value seems to be kind of booming at this point. Is that your estimation as well, yes or no?
Well, I think it comes down to who has an immediate need, who is willing to take a chance that they may or may not be able to sign the pending free agent that they're looking at, and secondly, what they have in terms of prospects for dealing. And what I've seen in the last couple of years, I guess, has been sort of the barometer that I'm looking at here. For the most part, when contending teams have obtained guys that are a year to a year and a half away from free agency, more so than roster players, they've been giving up prospects. And perhaps that's part of the cost control factor that we're seeing in many professional sports these days. Teams are looking to build for the long term as opposed to getting an immediate fix from trading a star. Years ago, we would see a team trade a star for a couple of roster players and perhaps a prospect. Now every time you look at a baseball deal in particular and a hockey deal to some extent, because the hockey deals now are more cap-related than they are talent-related, they're business trades as opposed to hockey trades. But sticking with baseball, it seems to me now that every time I see anybody that's a named player changing teams, he's changing for a bunch of guys that are 2 or 3 years away from the majors. In some cases, their names we have never heard, and in some cases, like Danby Swanson going to the Braves, they're players that we know only because they've been top draft choices and very well hyped in the last year or so. So I think the whole market has changed from that aspect, Andy.
Okay, sounds good. Jeff?
Hey, you know, big news in Major League Baseball this week. The nominees for the 2016 class in the Hall of Fame were announced, and you have Ken Griffey Jr., who spent his career with the Mariners and the Reds, and then some also-rans at the end of his career. And then you have Mike Piazza, primarily probably a New York Met, probably remembered a little bit as a Dodger, being a low pick as a favorite to Tommy Lasorda. Griffey's going to wear a Mariners cap. Piazza's going to wear a Mets cap. Any problem with the selection process, or you know how they're going to be presented, for eternity in Cooperstown?
Well, let's look at the Griffey situation first. I think everybody realized he was a lock. It was just a question of how close to unanimous he was going to be. He put up some great numbers. He was an all-round player. He was never associated with or tainted with any suspicions of PEDs. I think most baseball fans and most baseball writers would look at his numbers as being legit. And he was also, you know, what most of us would refer to as a five-tool player, in that he could bring the whole game to the stadium on an everyday basis. And he was never one to be in trouble. I guess the only time that he had any trouble was when he supposedly fell asleep in the clubhouse in Cincinnati in the seventh inning one day. But, I mean, if that's the worst thing a guy ever does, in this day and age, he's pretty clean. So Griffey doesn't surprise me. And notwithstanding the fact that he was born and raised in Cincinnati, where his father played for the Big Red Machine, and he played for the White Sox for a little while, I think everybody will remember Griffey Jr. as a Mariner. So that made total sense to me. The Piazza choice, I'm still a little on the bubble as to whether Piazza's a Hall of Famer or not. To me, if he was in a year like last year, he wouldn't have been elected. This year, he was in because the competition wasn't all that strong. I'm not really sure that Piazza is a Hall of Famer. I think he's very borderline. I'm surprised he's going in as a Met. I would have thought that, for the reasons that you outlined, that he was close to Lasorda. I believe Lasorda was his god, or is his godfather, and the fact that he was drafted by the Dodgers and broke in with the Dodgers and sort of made whatever name he had in terms of publicity was as a Dodger. I'm surprised he doesn't go in as a Dodger, but everybody picks what they want to go in as, and with the consent of Major League Baseball, and perhaps Piazza feels that there's more marketing opportunities to go in as a Met. This is very much the same situation we saw with Gary Carter. Major League Baseball wanted him as an Expo. He wanted to go in as a Met for public reasons and in revenue reasons. So,
what do you think of Junior one, being rumored to have a backwards cap? I think it would have been a real slight to Mariners fans who just watched Randy Johnson a year ago go in as a Diamondback to have Griffey with like a blank cap because it was backwards to kind of document his style, on the Hall of Fame plaque. What'd you think of that? I mean, at the end of the day, was it just best that he wears a Mariner cap that faces forward?
Oh, for sure. I think the tradition is so well established in terms of a guy going in with a cap that you associate with a team more so than the player. And I think that perhaps the only one where there's been a difficult decision, and that was Maddox, who couldn't decide whether to go in as a Brave or a Cub, so they split the difference and sent him in with a blank cap. That made total sense to me, but for Griffey to go in with his hat backwards, to me, would be a bit of an insult to Seattle and also a little bit of an insult to the game because, yes, he was the first guy to do that, but quite frankly, I don't know why he did that. Maybe it was just something he wanted to do to make his mark, but I'm glad that baseball put their foot down and said, no, you're going in with a cap that's facing forward.
Couple things real quick. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us talking about Major League Baseball. I want to say one thing on this and then give you a moment, because we're up against it, to tell us what's going on in NHL hockey real quickly. But I don't know how Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens aren't in the Hall of Fame before Piazza. It doesn't make sense. I know the steroid thing. I know all about it. But let's just be real here. Bottom line is those guys should be in. I don't have a real problem with Ken Griffey Jr. I don't really even have a problem with Piazza at this point either. The Hall is a joke because when you don't have people that should be there, that should be, it loses a little bit of its luster to me. But I'm me, and the writers are the writers and voters are the voters and whatnot. They have their set of rules and whatnot, and I have my set of rules. But Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are Hall of Famers. John, real quickly, give us an update on hockey. We got about a minute or so.
Okay. I guess the team that everybody's looking at right now in terms of current streaks is the Florida Panthers, 111 in a row, playing extremely well, sort of have come out of nowhere. Washington continues to run away with the East. Out West, it's starting to get a little bit tight. Dallas came out of the gate very quickly, but those two Western stalwarts, Chicago and the LA Kings, starting to give them a lot of pressure and a lot of heat. So I think in the next couple of weeks, we're looking at something real tight.
Sounds great, John. Appreciate it. We're up against it. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down for us in Major League Baseball mostly, but we're going to have to kind of switch over to some hockey here relatively soon because they're getting pretty deep into it as well. But anyways, it is Dorf on Sports. We got Seth Marenbloom coming up next to talk about the national championship game. He's Jeff Rich. We'll be right back on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. You can join us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. As I've seen, we've had a little activity on the Twitter front from people at either By Jeff Rich or at Dorf on Sports. And then obviously check us out here at Sports Byline USA. We're now going to switch gears. Going to talk some college football with none other than Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box. Good morning, Seth. How are you, man?
I'm great. Trying to keep warm.
You know what? It's not too bad where we are. It's been a little cold for us, but I guess it's all relative when you think about it.
Hey, Seth, I've been on a steady diet of soup since we've dipped into the high 50s here in Phoenix.
that's horrible, Jeff. I'll trade with you.
Anyways, hey, I know we talked to you about college football, but just out of curiosity, did you happen to catch any of the games that went on in the NFL yesterday on Saturday?
Yeah, I watched my hometown Chiefs to dismantle Houston with like Houston's what, fourth or fifth string quarterback. So that wasn't too shocking to me. And then I saw just enough of that Pittsburgh Cincinnati game to just be absolutely amazed at how that thing ended.
Yeah, I mean, self-destruction is probably the way I would describe what happened with the Bengals once again. But it is what it is. Just wanted to make sure you were catching some of the NFL as well as the college stuff. But look, it's NFL playoffs. Anything can and will happen, just like we could have happened on Monday night with Clemson playing Alabama in the national title or national championship game, however you want to put it. But truth be told, this is the matchup I wanted to see. Seth, how about you?
Yeah, this is the game. This is the matchup that I was expecting to see, because I think for much of the year, once I became involved in our Campus Press Box poll, I was ranking Alabama and Clemson 1 and 2 pretty much all along. So this is the game that I, too, was expecting to see.
I mean, look, it's an interesting matchup, obviously. We know that Alabama struggles with mobile quarterbacks. But with that being said, you also got to be able to throw the ball, run the ball, do everything that you have to. Do you think Clemson's up for it, man?
I think they're certainly up for mixing it up more so than Michigan State was. Primarily for the reason that you just gave. You know, they have the mobile quarterback in Deshaun Watson. I think if you're a Clemson fan, or more importantly, a Clemson coach or player, what would scare me the most about playing Alabama now is what and how they did what they did to Michigan State, where Lane Kiffin was saying after the game that they banked on Michigan State, stacking the deck to stop Henry, and so Alabama and Kiffin and Saban decided, well, we'll put it on Coker's arm. Well, Coker proved he was perfectly capable of doing that. Everybody knows what Henry's capable of. So now, if you're Clemson and you're Brent Venables, devising a defensive game plan, what do you do? Do you take your take your chances with Coker, or do you take your chances with Henry?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Hey, you've got the undefeated team in Clemson. You have the one lost team in Alabama, but you look at that loss to Ole Miss, and it doesn't exactly provide a blueprint with how you beat Alabama. So if I'm looking to pick Clemson, wager on Clemson, hope Clemson can win, what game do I look at on their schedule as kind of the blueprint for what Clemson has to do to take down a team like Alabama?
I think you may look back as recently as that Oklahoma game, to be honest with you, Jeff. And I say that because of the just utter dominance that Clemson's defensive front used against Oklahoma's run game. I think for Clemson to stand a chance against Alabama, they have to absolutely dominate the game in the trenches. I think if they even play to a standstill in the trenches, I still think that's Alabama's game. Clemson has to play just just unquestionably better and dominant than Alabama in the trenches.
That's the voice of Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joining us here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Look, I think you and I are pretty much on the same page. I think they have to have that defensive line have a great push. They can't let Henry go off. We all know that. It's that's the master of the obvious on this whole thing. But the truth be told is they do have to win that battle up front, and then they have to force that quarterback, Coker, into making plays where he's uncomfortable, if you ask me. And I think that that is very – it's a lot easier than people think, if you ask me. I really believe that. I think if you can force him to make plays and make them one-dimensional and make them pass the ball, well, it's going to be a lot easier for those guys in the secondary of Clemson who – truth be told, are pretty good. They're quick to the ball. They make plays. So I really think Clemson has a great shot to win this game. I really do. And I think them being an underdog once again, to Jeff's point, is just something that they can use for motivation, to be honest with you, because they had no respect against Oklahoma, and they smacked them in the face. Well, they're not getting much respect once again by Alabama and the so-called experts. I think they use this as motivation, guys. What about you, Seth?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that this is a 38-0 type of game for Alabama the way that it was against Michigan State, primarily because of that style of offense that Clemson plays. I think something that tends to be overlooked with Jake Coker and Alabama's offense that I think Clemson would be wise to keep in the back of their head and to devise kind of a secondary game plan for is Coker's ability to extend plays with his legs and to inch out first downs with his legs. I mean, nobody thinks of Coker as a mobile quarterback, but when things break down, he's proven that he is perfectly capable of making the play on his own on the run. And I think if Clemson can pay attention to that situationally, that would serve them well as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. And look, I think he grew up right before our eyes during the season. You know, he had his early season struggles and then figured it out. But I don't know. There's just something to me about Clemson that says they've got a legitimate shot at winning this game, and they're not there just because. They're there because they belong to be there, at least in my humble opinion. So we'll see. I mean, I'm also a guy that likes to root for the underdog, to be quite honest with you. And I think this is a great opportunity for another underdog to go out there and shock the world. I mean, we always expect Alabama to be there and to win. They've got Saban, you know, and he's such a great coach. They always get the best recruits, and they're pretty much a professional team out there against a lot of these teams that they go up against for the most part. I mean, I know they're not, but I'm just saying the way that they go about their business, it's almost like in a professional manner versus a lot of these other teams. So I would really hope that Clemson goes out there and plays a whale of a football game and, in my humble opinion, can shock the world.
You know, Dorf, I think that Alabama's got a lot of star power, and I think it's obvious, and that's what establishes Clemson as the underdog. But I look at Clemson, and they've got a kind of an ensemble cast. And I quite frankly, I think that Wayne Gallman being being an offensive weapon for Dabo Swinney and Deshaun Watson in that backfield may have cost Watson the Heisman, because it's more like that split carries thing that devastates fantasy football fans. Sure. It's kind of a split attack on offense. Whereas Alabama's just going to come at you with Henry, and Coker's going to do just enough to keep you honest to the pass.
Yeah, I agree with that, Jeff. Also, with some of the spotlight that Gallman took off of Watson. I mean, Watson is a truly dynamic player that doesn't necessarily get the spotlight that he deserves.
I don't know, man. I just feel like there's something magical about Clemson, and you know, it's just one of those things. Sometimes you get a feeling about something, and I just have a feeling that they're going to go out there and they're going to play a heck of a football game. Did you see them all week long? They seemed like they were pretty loose, yes or no? I mean, looking at these teams coming into the game, do you think anybody doesn't feel like they're ready to play in this game?
Oh, I think everybody feels like they're ready to play in this game, and if they don't, that they'll be taken out of the game very early on, as far as the other team just putting their proverbial foot on their throat. And Andy, I do agree with you that Clemson's relaxed right now. I think that's a testament to how Sweeney leads that program. And on Alabama, probably has takes on the personality more of Saban, a bit more buttoned up, if you will, maybe a little bit more surly, maybe. And I think up until this point, that hasn't created an uptight on-field persona. But maybe playing against that laid-back style of Sweeney, maybe that rears its head a little bit in this game, perhaps.
Seth, on November 7th, Clemson took down Florida State 23-13. In that game, Dalvin Cook had 21 carries, 194 yards, and a touchdown. Is there any reason not to believe that Derrick Henry is going to be able to duplicate that? I know that Cook had had a couple of long runs in that game, but I just see it. If Florida State can attack Clemson, and I'm watching a Dalvin Cook run right now across the Tiger Paw at Clemson, I think that we're going to see Derrick Henry doing just the same thing.
Here's the asterisk that I would put next to that, Jeff. I think the struggles that Henry had against Michigan State, and he ran for 75 yards, two touchdowns. I think he averaged about 3.8 yards a carry. Not horrible numbers, but not typical Derrick Henry numbers. And they got him moving east to west as opposed to north to south, and I think that takes him out of his comfort zone a little bit. I think if Clemson is able to do that, he isn't going to go off for one of those Derrick Henry or Dalvin Cook type of games, and then that starts to put the pressure on on the backups, the secondary players at the running back position. So, and it wouldn't really shock me if Henry didn't have that huge game against Clemson Monday night.
Well, and with that being said, it's a great spotlight for him to show how he is that Heisman winner, the guy, the best running back, allegedly, in college football. And I think McCaffrey, Christian, would have a lot to say about that if it were just solely up to him. But we're up against it, so I'm going to have to ask you for a prediction for Monday night, Seth.
I'm going to go with Alabama, like 35-30, 35-28, something like that. I think it's a relatively high scoring game.
Entertaining for the people is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes. The people will be entertained.
And Clemson will put on a good show and they will come up just a little bit short.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. It'll all take place Monday, and then we'll be able to talk to you next week about it. So look forward to it as always. Really appreciate your time, Seth.
You got it.
Have a great day. Seth Marenbloom from Campus Breast Box joining us, as he does each and every week, to talk about what's going on in the world of college football. And it's kind of crazy, Jeff. It's all coming to an end, man. Monday night is coming around so quickly, it's kind of scary, bro.
Hey, I don't have to sell that game. I'm going to tell you it's going to be ugly. I think it's Alabama 40-something and Clemson under 20.
Wow, I am totally not on the same page. Anyways, we can continue to discuss this next hour with Jeff Rich, myself, and Fred Wallen, who will be joining us. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for hanging out with us as he does each and every week. And then Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box, who joins us each and every week to talk about what's going on in college football. As you all know, big football game on Monday night for the Alabama Crimson Tide and obviously the Clemson Tigers, a very big football game. So we'll see who wins that one. Hey, before we get out of here this hour, Jeff, I just wanted to throw a couple things at you. We didn't mention this, and it's unbelievable. It's at an unbelievable amount of money. The Powerball is going to be over $1 billion. I'm playing now. I don't know if you are, but I don't care if people tell me I'm an idiot for playing. Somebody's got to win the darn thing. I did hit the Powerball in the Saturday.
Lucky number 13, huh?
Yes, I did hit the Powerball, but that's it. So we'll play again, and I don't know, man. How insane is that? Seriously.
Hey, let me sound off on the Powerball for just a second.
Sure.
It's, you know, it's Saturday night. It's about 4:30, the drawings at 9 p.m. Mountain Time, when you know where we're at in Arizona. And my random number, I didn't get a random number below 46. I mean, you know, I'm not going to win without a number below 46 on my ticket. And that 57 that fell in the range of numbers that I had, it wasn't a number that I had. So I was 0 for 6, and I didn't have the Powerball.
Yeah, I had the Powerball, but that's all. And thank gosh. Thank God. Nobody else had the whole thing right either, but I'll tell you what, a ridiculous amount of money. I'm really hoping, because I'll tell you what, Jeff, life will be a lot different if we can have that happen. And you know what, I didn't get to my other one to share with you and everybody else, but we'll do it with Fred Wallen when he winds up coming on with us here in about 6 minutes or so. But we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back with another hour of sports entertainment for you here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.